This is the audio recording for the Candia Board of Selectmen meeting for February 24th, 2025.
February 24th, Selectmen meeting, would you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you. Okay. We have public minutes and non-public of the 10th.
I moved that the February 10th public meeting minutes be accepted as printed.
Second that. Patrick second. All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Wayne.
Brian.
Pat.
All right. And the non-public?
Make a motion to accept the non-public minutes, and do we need to seal these?
Those we did seal, I believe.
Okay, we sealed them after the vote.
Yeah, we went back to a public and then sealed them.
Yeah.
Is there a motion there?
That was the 10th, right?
Yes. That was a motion. Okay. All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Wayne.
Brian.
Pat.
All right, we had one issue that didn't get noticed, so the non-public meeting that we had for the hiring of that individual was not published at times, so it's just actually just an announcement. We don't need to take a vote or anything. Just an announcement that we did meet, and the minutes were, we did go into a non-public after we opened in a public, and it was for the hiring of a person, which we did hire. At the end of that, we hired one individual out of the two. All right. And reappointment for the Smiths Building Trustee.
I'll make a motion to reappoint Carla Penfield.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect. And just for an announcement, we did, in that process, we did hire an individual for the building inspector. He came in last Wednesday and did some inspections that needed to be done. And then his first day was today. And I talked to him a little bit this morning, and he was doing okay. And Amy said that he jumped right into that last Wednesday like he'd been here forever. So.
Okay. Good.
There was no problem. His name is William Dinsmore. He was a building inspector in a couple of the towns, one being Stratham. He lives in Northwood, and pretty excited about the job. Plus, he's interested in looking into some of our zoning regs and maybe making some suggestions down the road here, which I told him that was a good idea, because that's something we never seem to have time to do.
People look at things differently, and it's great.
Okay. And I initially had asked him if he wanted to be here tonight, but there really wasn't anything for him, and to make him come back just so that wait till the next meeting when we have department reports. Open job positions. We still have the land use and Kim's job. We did get one more today, was it, or
yes,
Friday?
Thursday, last week.
Last week. We did get one more interested party for the
land use.
So if there's some time.
You're going to be an interview this week?
If that works for everybody or most everybody.
I think she's only available on Thursday.
I can do
daytime.
Thursday afternoon.
Like
busy
what time?
Busy in the morning. I don't know exactly. Should be any time after 2 o'clock, I would imagine.
So if we did like 3 or something, you should be
okay,
able to make it?
Yeah.
I can do.
That work
Thursday
for you?
Thursday afternoon, yeah.
I think so.
That works for you? So if that's what you'd like to do, we'll bring the individual in. And
Does somebody check their credentials from where the place they're leaving? Is that what you do, Amy?
I have not.
is the reason I'm asking.
It's hard to, that's a tough one because you can only ask them yes and no questions.
Right.
Yeah, they're not going to elaborate, even if it's a bad situation.
They can't, legally they can't elaborate, unfortunately.
You know, I just wondered if we do any of that background, you know, call up and see if they worked or how long they worked. I think they can answer what they did, their position, how long they were there, I believe.
Right, you just can't get into personalities and stuff.
Yeah.
But part of that comes through too on their resume when they show that they've been at a job for 4 or 5 years or whatever. And I think that gentleman that we hired explained that it was just a far commute. And he really wanted a little more flexibility.
Yeah, for his family. Yeah.
Right, so. I don't know if you have any other suggestions. I mean, nothing came in today on those positions, but this one person that just sent a resume in doesn't have municipal experience, but Amy seemed to think that, you know, neither did she when she came in, but depending on their other qualifications, you know, maybe they come in and do the same job, you know.
And so for the financial, we have that person covered. Okay, so that's okay temporarily, but we're going to...
Right, and MRI is going to be doing
that's
anything.
That's $110 an hour.
Yeah.
I think having somebody in the land use office with experience makes it a lot easier to hire an assistant in there with no experience.
Yeah, but
experience.
But I did talk to William, and Amy has too, and he's open to having somebody green come in.
Okay.
And work with them. So he says sometimes it's not a bad idea. He says sometimes
they don't
come in and
bad
habits. Bad habits. So, you know.
Yeah. I mean, if he's open for it, then that makes
it
a lot easier.
Yeah, he was. He was very open about it. So you'll contact them if they come in like three?
Mm-hmm.
Three works for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Russ, you going to be available? Or?
No.
No? Okay.
You're out of here. Stop it, Russ.
I can't commit.
You're a little too excited about that.
I might have a doctor's appointment. I don't know. I'll let you know.
Okay.
I'll let Amy know.
Okay, yeah, let Amy know. Yeah. And if the time, let her know as soon as you find out, like tomorrow morning, so... If it has to be a little bit later or something,
okay,
you know. All right. And we did get, there is something in there on John Stevens's email.
Mm-hmm.
He did get back, and I talked to him today. And again, I thanked him for all his input and jumping right on that. And he did tell me that he met with the council, that next day, and he's
a getter, doesn't
he? Oh yeah,
yeah.
And he actually came out.
The
commissioner actually came out, I guess, and viewed the site, and agreed that definitely some issues there, and so he thinks that they're going to be larger stop signs, and I think he didn't say they were going to be the LED flashing. But they were going to be some sort of illumination.
Say flashing.
Well, I think it's just
a. Yeah, with flashing beacon.
Yeah.
That's why I was excited.
Right.
I mean, those 48-inch signs, you can. If you can't see those, you don't belong behind the wheel.
You don't belong behind the wheel. So I thank them again for being so helpful. And
that was a good idea, getting him involved.
Yeah.
We'd still be going around the circle.
Did you contact him? Who contacted him?
I had Andrea at the time.
Oh, all right. Well, I think letting people know that this thing's happening, because there's a lot of people upset that nothing was getting done with the state. That's.
I just think going in the direction of a four-way stop there would have...
That would have been terrible.
Backed up traffic up too.
Just look at Deerfield Fair weekend.
Yeah, I don't think any of us were excited about that.
Go on vacation weekend.
You really do.
Yeah.
We don't have that. You really do. Because they
won't pay
for it.
You want to do the
fire
department?
Well, that could be approached again. You know, I mean, could ask for reimbursement from Deerfield Fair.
Again.
And
is she on there, Lynn?
See once what happens.
She is.
Okay.
Just so you know, for some reason, this was blocking everybody, and it got turned on now, and they're all showing up.
Oh, wow.
So, just so you know, there's one, two, three, four, five.
Oh, Dick Snow's on that one.
Oh, good.
Dick Snow, Robin LaVirtue.
Yep. And Teresa Baker is on here,
she's
and she's
Girl
the person
Scout
we want to speak with. Is that's what you were asking.
Yeah. For the scouts?
Yep. Perfect.
Okay. All right, as soon as we get done with the fire department one.
We have a recommendation from Chief Young here to approve the appointment of a fellow to the Manchester, to the Canadian Fire Department, Joseph Thomas O'Keefe from Manchester, New Hampshire. So on the basis of Chief Young's recommendation, I move that this board approve the appointment of Mr. O'Keefe to the Canadian Fire Department.
Second that.
Yeah. Any discussion or questions? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
JD, how do you do it?
Well, we got that grant, you know, and that's helped a lot. So
it's safer than
that. Yeah, the you know, we've been on the radio, we've sent out a letter, we're on social media, and to get the word out to anybody that's interested in joining. And with the grant, for people that can do it, to be able to get paid to go to school and get their schooling paid for is a real incentive.
Yeah.
You know, like the young Philbert kid, actually Joey just got a full-time job in Salem Fire.
Did he really?
Oh, no, he did. Yeah.
Good for him.
But he won't forget us. He'll still, you know, we got another young man. Brett Connell, who was down in Chester, he got a full-time job in Salem also.
Wow. Nice.
I can't
Elias.
Think of his first name.
Elias?
Elias Conkett. He might go to Concord, so
that's great.
That whole program has really helped us with getting some of these people. And Mike is still trying to put the group together for the ambulance. It's an ongoing battle to cover shifts and everything.
Okay.
Yeah. We actually just had kind of a, I don't know whether you'd call it a purge, but we sent letters to some people who weren't coming because our roster was getting too big to try and... The fire department's different now. It's more of a business. It's just different than it was when we were young. People gotta come. They gotta participate. They have to because we're in a different... It's different now, that's all. So
you pay for their uniforms and everything.
We gotta be
there.
Well,
you make an investment into
them.
It's only fair. And a lot of some of these people are contacts from, you know, Manchester. We got a couple people who work for Manchester Fire who know who the good people are in the city that might want to come out here and work a shift a month or something. And so that's why we try to keep adding to that staff there. So.
Yeah. Well, it says a lot about the department. You have that many people who are interested in serving over there.
Yeah.
They're not out there advertising for people. They're coming to you.
Sometimes. But the advertising has helped. It has helped.
Yeah.
Cool. One other thing before we get onto the Girl Scout thing. I also did talk to John about, told him that we were looking to try to build a new PD. And I says, and the reason that we put a hold on it was because there was no grant money that we could find to assist us. So I told him what we were looking for, and he's going to be looking into that and, and seeing if he can, you know, find the right people to get in contact with us. And I'm sure if he said he is, he will.
Yeah.
All right, the Girl Scout project ideas. Is she on?
Yes, she is.
Tell us.
Hi.
So, explain to us what it is, the project.
I'm kind of just looking for ideas for the Girl Scouts. They're pretty young, first and second grade. But one idea that we had was doing a free little library. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically like a box people put them up in parks in various places, and you stock them with books, and people can take or leave books as they want to. There's no checking out or anything, it's just the books are available for anybody. You'll see, if you've been to the Auburn Park, they have one there. They have just different public places. So that's just one idea that we had.
What's the location of it?
There's one outside the school in Raymond. It's just a box with a little roof
and over it.
You exchange things, you can bring them back.
You can put a book in there, or you can take a book out or whatever.
I think that's the way it runs.
And what's the location where you want to put it?
Most common places are parks. So I'm thinking at Moore Park.
At Moore Park, yeah.
By the play area there. Mm-hmm.
So by the pavilion there, the thing.
Yeah.
And how often is that managed? Every week, or something, or?
What we probably do is I could, put a contact information if it needed any maintenance or anything that could be reached out. Every week or so, just one of us could make sure that it's stocked with books. That's not damaged, things like that. And it would be something that you could manage.
It's something like self-serve. Is that correct?
Yeah,
yes.
Self-serve, yeah.
Yeah, you exchange and bring them, There's no cost involved.
No.
Extra books,
It's kind of like if you have a book, it's kind of like the penny. If you have a penny, take a penny.
Yes, exactly.
But with books.
So is... Go ahead.
I didn't realize that you were going to propose an idea to us, so I kind of came up with one of my own, if you'd like to hear it.
I'm totally up to suggestion.
Well, I was thinking this would be the appropriate age to familiarize these young girls with our town, but by making, by this board, encouraging you to make arrangements with our various town departments to provide a tour of the facility, like the recycling center, and the fire station, the ambulance station, the police station upstairs. And when they go for the tour, they could take us some cookies if they wanted. And I'm sure Chief, the Chief Young would be happy to give a tour of the fire department.
They would probably love it. We actually are working on setting up a tour of the fire station. I just reached out to them last week to do that.
Okay.
That's a good idea, though, to bring the cookies.
That was just an idea. That way, they can kind of, understand what goes into our community here, the recycling center.
Oh, yeah.
Probably some of those girls have never been over there. Or the ambulance service over there would be a really good place to start. So that's just an idea.
Getting acquainted with the police officers and what have you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good.
I think the tiny library is not a bad idea.
No.
No.
Yeah.
They do it around. You guys all good with the location?
Yeah.
Too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If she wants it undercover, it could be undercover.
You're going to have to make some type of box that they can get to, yeah.
Yeah, but they could probably put it on the inside of one of the posts there as opposed to to help protect it.
Protect it a little bit.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. That would make it easier.
Oh. Sounds good.
So you wanna make a motion or anything to?
I'll make a motion that the Girl Scouts. What's it called? It's not a free library. What's it called? Little library.
Tiny library.
It's called a free little library.
Free little library and whatever. Boy, recommended or visiting whatever. Town places.
Yeah.
I'll second that. Whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever you want it to do. We're not afraid of the girl. Yeah, the brownies or Girl Scouts.
All in favor?
Russ.
So.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for thinking of us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think they'll be excited.
Good.
Good.
Well, they get some other girls involved in maybe wanting to be in Scouts, too.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Were the girls still interested in cleanup, too?
Yeah, so I haven't brought that up yet, but I think that would be a really good thing for them to do. Yeah.
Good.
We'll keep you in mind.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have you all good night.
You too.
You too.
Okay, back up a little bit, I guess, on the old business. Got a note here from Bob Donovan that I thought we accepted his resignation.
We accepted it. We never read it out publicly because we met with him
the same night
prior to the meeting, and we weren't 100% sure about a resignation until after our meeting. So it was never...
Well, it was only a one-liner, so...
It was never read publicly.
Does he want something read?
Yeah.
He does.
Okay.
Yep. Do you have that?
I do not. I look for it. I don't have it on. Do we have it in the sign folder?
I don't know. We should have it in his personnel.
I don't think so.
You want me to try to...
If you don't mind taking a look.
Thank you. Yeah.
It was just one sentence, so...
Oh, it's just one sentence?
Yeah.
Oh. You're in, Kyle.
You know, I thought you guys started at
7. No, we've been 6:30 for a year and a half.
I've been on the road all day, and somehow I had 7 in my head.
Well, it's okay.
Sorry about that.
Not that much has happened.
Did you have something else you wanted to share with us, or just that?
You wanted me here.
Oh, that was for your...
Oh,
that was
for the trustee.
Your reappointment, but you're already in.
No, it's for the budget of the...
Oh, yeah.
Remember there was a discrepancy on the amounts there?
Yes.
No,
I'm trying to
I don't know why you wanted me, but you wanted me.
An explanation for the increase
in
the cost of the roof, I believe it was.
There's no... Oh, from last year till this year?
Yes.
Yeah, there was
last
a handwritten...
Last year was about $19,000. This year it's about $21,000.
Yeah, there was a difference in the contract that was signed, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. From last year it was right around $19,000, a little over. And this year it's just right around $21,000, so...
But you have that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You have that in the budget, right? It's already figured into your budget.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was our own.
That was what we weren't. That's what we were confused about.
So that paper that I asked you to sign 2 weeks ago.
Uh-oh, where is that?
Was for a deposit. So you don't know what I'm talking about.
Nope.
2 weeks ago. You at this meeting. You got a contract. You don't remember?
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah, two
sheets of paper.
Yeah.
Yep.
Total amount of the contract was 21,000 something, and I need a third of that as a down payment.
Okay.
I remember.
And you declined.
$7,200, I believe it was, right?
Pardon me?
$7,200. Right?
Because we...
We were unsure of the discrepancy about it. Okay.
You declined.
Yeah, it's not that we didn't want you to have the money, but
But you declined the deposit and sent a message that you wanted me here.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was just to clarify that about. Yeah.
Yeah. So we will sign it. Do you want that right now?
Do you have it?
We should have it.
Melissa has it.
Melissa has it now? So it must have been processed?
No, it went back up to her office.
Okay.
I would appreciate it if you would okay it.
Oh, we will.
Yeah.
Because it's going to take another 4 weeks for it to get to the trustees.
Okay.
So that means, you know, I'm 6 weeks behind in making the deposit.
All right. Can we make sure that we have that down here available for people?
I can sign tomorrow.
Yeah.
Can we get three?
And at the latest Thursday, we can sign it when we're here for the interview.
Yeah. You should be able to get three tomorrow.
We can get three tomorrow, probably.
Yeah.
If you had signed it before,
it would have gotten
to the trustees when they had their meeting.
Yeah.
It would have been okay. You would be signing the check tonight, and it would be on its way.
Okay.
Now the trustees don't meet again. Trustees of the trust fund don't meet again until, this is now March. Probably 3 weeks from now.
Yep.
So they'll agree, but then it comes back here again.
Well, can't you orally tell them that we're in the process of, it's been
I'm
approved?
I'm not going to do that because we needed a roof repair a few months ago.
Okay.
And we needed it right away.
Okay.
And they normally don't do anything without some kind of deposit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I talked them into doing the work without the deposit.
Okay.
And then somehow or other, they neglected to send me a bill. So they did work about 8 weeks ago that they are only just now getting paid for. So I'm not going to ask them for any more favors for a while.
Okay.
No, I mean, just so they'll keep that amount so it doesn't go up again.
Well, they know they're going to, they know we need the work done.
Okay, and it's going to be that amount. Okay.
And they are very familiar with how long it takes to get money out of this town.
Really?
It takes 6 weeks.
Why are we signing every two?
The process that we do takes about 6 weeks from beginning to end.
Well, maybe that's something we look at. But Dean, is it good that she's here tonight for you? For your thing? What you're going to ask about?
Oh.
Why are you looking, confused?
Perplexed.
He's not here for me, is he?
She doesn't have anything to do with
it. Oh, she doesn't. Okay, no. I thought she would. Okay.
Was it about that inspection?
No, being a trustee of the trust funds, it's not. Aren't you still a trustee?
Yeah, she just got back.
It's got nothing to do with that.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought it did. Okay.
I don't think. We'll find out in a minute.
Yeah, we will. If you could stay
so
just for 1 minute.
Another minute.
Yeah,
okay.
Just. All right.
So we're set. You've got it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I thought it was about the money that we encumbered. No, we just
it just wasn't clear to any of us when we got that at the last meeting. So that's why we wanted you to come in.
Okay.
Sorry if we've held everything up, but.
I assume that the increases in materials.
The what did?
I assume the increase from 1 year to the next year is about material.
Oh, everything.
Oh, I'm sure it is. I'm sure
material,
it is.
Labor, yeah. Everything.
And labor, right.
Yeah.
Insurance could be anything.
All right. Go ahead, Patrick.
All right, so we got a letter of resignation from Bob Donovan. Dear Board of Selectmen, please accept this as my letter of resignation, effective February 22nd, 2025. And that dates back to February 6th. I'd like to make a motion to accept Bob's resignation, which is already in effect.
I'll second that.
Okay, any questions or discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sir.
Warren.
Brian.
Pat.
All right. Anybody got anything else on the other business or old business?
He has something.
She's looking at me, and I know you're asking them about old business, and then you're going to look at the audience and say, has anybody got anything? So that's what I was going to
say. Go ahead, Dean.
So I think you all heard me at the deliberative session talk about some of the things we're going to do, like the appropriation this year for in our building fund, and this is where Susan probably thinks Carl comes in, but we want to put ventilation in there. We've got a contract, we've got an estimate and a contract and everything, but I hate to enter into that contract. You are the agents of the Capital Reserve Fund, and it's going to be you that are going to have to okay that amount, but it's going to be, the sooner we can get the ball rolling, it's going to probably be 4 months before we can get it put in. So it's a ventilation unit in all four bays at the firehouse, and it'll take the exhaust and filter it out and just save all that carbon monoxide from going into the building all the time. So the estimate is from a company out of Dover. It's about $37,000, but I don't want to get the ball rolling unless you all can hopefully okay it, because you're the agents of the Capital Reserve, I believe that's the way it was set up.
Yep.
So, and I don't think Carl has anything to do with
no.
it.
Yeah. Oh,
no,
okay.
I didn't think so. But
well, I know it's got to be done. I mean, this isn't a frivolous
luxury
upgrade or anything. Yeah. This is something that has to be taken care of. So I have no problem with
people there all the time. It's just different. It's different to start that.
It's
that
not like it used to be, but
and the trucks are a lot cleaner now. There's no doubt about
it.
But it's still in there. It's still in there. So these units come on automatically, and they run. They got filters in them. They run for a certain amount of time. They're triggered by an eye when the truck goes out, and then when the truck comes back in, they run for 15 minutes to filter the air when they come back.
And is there a service contract with them too, or no?
No, it's just change filters that we can do.
So that's something you guys can do?
Yeah. There's some like $5 filters that get changed every month or so, and then every about 2 years we have to change the expensive filters in each one of them, and those are $500 a piece, but that's every 2 years. But there aren't a lot of companies out there that do it. This company is from Dover. We checked with three places that have those units. Auburn has them. They work great there. Concord Fire has them, and they work great. And New Ipswich has them, and they have had no problems with them, and they work really good. So
good.
The old systems used to be the ones you've probably seen in firehouses that actually hooked to the exhaust pipe.
Right.
Right.
And they had a long tube.
And they release
that apparatus ran, and it released as you got out the door. We don't have the room to do that over there.
Right.
We just can't do it. So kind of with your okay, we'll get the ball rolling on that.
You want a motion?
Yep.
I move we authorize Chief Young to begin the process of this filtration system at the fire station.
Second. Patrick, second it. All in favor?
That was required after the inspection, right?
Correct.
No, actually, it wasn't.
It wasn't?
It wasn't part of that. I was shocked about
Oh, really? I thought it was, then.
Yeah. That's no, it wasn't. Thought. It wasn't part of the Department of Labor. But it's because they said you can do things, you can change your protocols if you don't start the truck until the door's up and you go out fast. And it's just, I was shocked that it didn't come
so
up with that. But we've been talking about this for a long time.
I know you
years,
have been, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But it will be, you know, it'll be better. But it wasn't on the list. It was funny. It wasn't one of the things. And I figured for sure it would be.
But I think it was strongly suggested that you couldn't do
for
less.
Of course, yeah. It's the best thing to do. It's better than just starting the truck and driving out fast and not leaving much exhaust in the building, you know. So.
Yeah, because technically you shouldn't be just starting the truck and running right out the door either.
That's right.
All in favor?
I hate to spend that type of money, but I guess we're going to have to do it.
Is that a yes? Oh,
yes.
So.
Brian, I was going to ask the same thing, so what is that?
And don't forget, if we, you know, if there's a building built someday, they can be moved to the building.
Right.
They're not really going to wear out. They're just a unit with a fan that sucks the air in, and it gets filtered, and
just
then it
a
gets
huge
discharged
vacuum with filters,
back into
that's
the
all.
Air. There's no, it doesn't go to the outside to suck the heat out of the building or anything. It just filters it.
So we could move that to a new fire station.
Oh, sure you could. Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. That's no money wasted.
Absolutely.
Good.
Now, I'm curious, where does that money come from, if not from the trustees? Where is that coming? She just writes a check from upstairs and takes it from the fire department.
No, that is out of one of the trust funds.
So doesn't that have to do with her?
Well, only that you come to us for the check.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So you guys approve it, and actually you pay for it.
Right.
And then
you come
to us to get reimbursed.
Reimbursed out of the trust.
And the only thing we do is look at, you have to send us an invoice, and we just make sure that the work matches what the fund is for.
Correct.
Yep.
Okay. That's where the whole six-week deal comes in.
I see. The wheels turn slow. All right. Has anybody else got anything? Nothing? All right. Candidates night is March 3rd, and it is at the library across the street, 7 o'clock. Town
Probably
meeting.
That back room?
Pardon?
Probably that back room that they have.
I don't know. I just know it's at the library.
We
haven't had it there before.
Yeah, it's going to say.
We were at the
Masonic
Hall.
They had it there a couple of years ago when we ran.
Well,
they
must have
there.
Been.
They had it there a few years ago.
Yeah.
In that little back room.
Yeah. Yeah. I was there when I ran as well.
What day? March 3rd?
March 3rd, 7 o'clock.
7?
Okay. 7 o'clock. There's your 7.
I don't know half the people who are running.
Elections, Tuesday, March 11th, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. The next select board meeting is March 4th, Monday. 6:30.
Wait a minute, that's not right.
No, no.
It's the 10th.
It's the 10th, it's the day before elections.
Yeah, you're right, 10th. That's all right. All right, was there anything else, anybody have anything else? No?
Move to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Warren.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you.